Hello everyone, and welcome to Biopedia. Today, we're going to jump into the world of phylogenetics and evolutionary trees by discussing the words used to describe what different groups of species look like on the tree of life. Specifically, we're going to look at the words monophyly, polyphyly, and paraphyly. This may be slightly confusing, I know, given how similar they might sound, but stick with me. First up, monophyly refers to a group of organisms which contain an ancestral group and all branches on the tree of life that descend from it. Examples of such groups would be mammals and birds. A group displaying monophyly is referred to as being monophyletic, and can also be called a clade. I know, it's yet more terms. To put all of this into a phylogenetic perspective, when it comes to making ways of classifying organisms, so sorting out where they are taxonomically, clades are considered the only type of group it is acceptable to base this off. Contrast the relatively simple concept of monophyly with polyphyly and paraphyly, which aren't quite as straightforward. In a paraphyletic group, the ancestor is there as before. However, this time not all its descendants are included within the group. An example would be the common designation of reptiles as a single group when talking about them. After all, birds and mammals ultimately descend from reptiles, as is famous in the case of birds descending from dinosaurs. However, when we generally talk about reptiles, neither birds nor mammals are on our minds. As such, reptiles refers to a paraphyletic group. It includes an ancestor, but not all branches on the tree of life that flow from it. Finally, there's polyphyly. A polyphyletic group does not include the most recent common ancestor of whatever species or lineage you've included. It isn't used in phylogenetics because the organisms included in such a group don't necessarily need to be close relatives. In other words, the organisms included in a polyphyletic group stem from two or more different common ancestors, while others descending from the original common ancestor of all of them are not included. Now, I know there are a lot of terms flying around today, so I thought I'd do something a little different and illustrate what we've discussed with an example that might be a little easier to understand. Instead of lineages stretching through evolutionary time or abstract concepts, let's apply these same terms to a family tree of a few generations. This isn't to say that these words or definitions apply to such a family tree, given that they are evolutionary terms, but as an example, it might make the concept we've discussed a little easier to understand. With that said, let's look at the current British royal family tree at the time of recording. In the context of applying the phrases we've introduced today, a group including Charles III and all his descendants would be a monophyletic group. If his second son Henry, Duke of Sussex, and his children were omitted from the group, we would call this paraphyletic. After all, not all the descendants of Charles III are included in the tree. Finally, a group consisting of William, Prince of Wales, the Duke of Sussex, and the children of both these individuals, but not Charles III himself, would be a polyphyletic group. I'll reiterate again that I'm not using the terms in their proper evolutionary context here, but hopefully that makes it all a little clearer. Either way, that's it for this episode. If you have any questions, comments, or topic suggestions for future episodes, feel free to get in touch with me at the show's email address. Until next time, have a great week, everyone.